Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton on Thursday night, a special Thursday night game. Pisgah took on Murphy out at Cullowhee, out in Western Carolina University. Did a lot of good things, but again, falling a little bit short against what is a very good program, a very good team. So Pisgah will now prepare for Inca coming up this week, and I think they played pretty well last night, so certainly doesn't get any easier when we're talking about our schedule. But Coach, we'll start and just talk a little bit about, you know, maybe what your thoughts are coming out of what was a big game against Murphy this Thursday.
You know, leading up to the game, from everything that we had done in the preseason up until that point, obviously we were excited about getting that opportunity to get our kids up there on a college field and college campus. You know, we were on TV on Thursday night as well, so you know, had a lot of excitement building up to it. We knew kind of what we were facing, obviously a really good football team coming off of a state championship last year, and just felt like it was a very evenly matched game when you just look at it on paper. Obviously we knew there were going to be some surprises and some adversity and stuff that we faced, but you know, I was, as we finished up the ball game and had a chance to, you know, get back in the locker room and sit back and talk about it a little bit. You know, obviously there were some things that didn't go our way, some places that we didn't play as well as I would have liked to have, some opportunities that we missed, you know, both on offense and defense. And I think probably the biggest thing that I took away from it, I don't think that we worked with each other very well. I don't think we, you know, we struggled getting off the field defensively on some long drives. But, you know, when we did get a stop, offense didn't keep the ball very long. I didn't feel like we really hit a nice groove until we got into the fourth quarter, and felt like we kind of came well together and strung some points together, and you know, had another chance to get a score down there towards the field house side right before the game got over with. So, you know, obviously there were some opportunities there, certainly some things that we've got to work on to get better, but you know, that's part of it when you face good teams. You know, I made the comment to one of the local radio stations out of Asheville on Thursday afternoon before we traveled over there, and guys asked me, I said, Coach, what's, you know, what are some of the things you're concerned with? And I told them that day, I said, somebody's going to get in the red zone and not score and not come away with points. Little did I know it was going to be us twice. Mm-hmm. You know, we came away with no points. So, you know, we left some points on the field on the offensive side, but defensive side, we didn't help ourselves out either. Did have some bright spots. You know, as we went back and watched film, thought we did some good things. I thought Justin Francis kicked the ball really well, mm-hmm. and so did Cam Walker. Thought those guys really did well for us. And, you know, we did some good things other places as well, offensively and defensively. We just didn't put enough good plays together at the same time. And those are certainly things that we've got to work on to get better.
And you certainly can't take anything away from Murphy, who good quarterback play. It seems like they had receivers, you know, four deep. And I thought they were very balanced on offense.
Yeah, they were. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. You know, been very well coached. That's a organization over there that, you know, does the same offensive stuff from the time they're young kids in their youth programs all the way through. Coach Gentry's been there for a number of years, close to 40, if not a little bit better than 40 years. So, you know, they know how to get it done. Again, as they come in, you could tell they were senior-laden team, mm-hmm. Very good leaders on that team. They never did booger. You know, even when we drove down the first time and, you know, thought we got in, but, you know, obviously we didn't. And, of course, we turned around and did the same thing and held them out right before halftime defensively, which I thought was a great stop. Gave us a little momentum going into halftime. But, you know, again, some things that we've got to work on to do better, and not only as players but coaches as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Heyward Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heyward Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. I mean, just going to that real quick, you know, your thoughts about the decision that we've made to make that game a neutral site game in Colorado. Do you feel like that was a good decision, something we'll see in the future maybe too?
You know, I thought it was. I thought, obviously, being that game on Thursday night, it made the week a little bit shorter. Obviously, we had to play that JV game on the Wednesday night, you know, as well. But just thought it was a great opportunity for our kids and for communities. You know, obviously, it being on TV and Thursday night, probably hurt the attendance, you know, as I looked up. And I know it was a big stadium, but I was anticipating a few more people than what was in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, it was a good weather. It was hot.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like that was one thing that got to us early.
Yeah.
Especially with the sun went down, we got a little bit better.
Yeah.
Got in a little bit of a groove better. But, you know, those are things that come back to, you know, in preparation and getting your team and stuff ready, and things that I've got to do a little bit better as well.
When you said this just a little bit ago, you know, when you think about the things that you picked up on in terms of, you know, I don't, but I mean, when you're thinking about specifics in terms of what you see in terms of execution, I guess, between, you know, watching it live versus going back and watching film, did you pick up on anything or see anything? And if film-wise, and I know you'll look more at the film as we go through the week, but did you pick up or see anything film-wise that you feel like, you know, right away you want to go to and talk about with your team coming into this week?
I think there's quite a few things. I think there's a lot of things that we can learn as, you know, players coming into it, situations, obviously, you know, the situations that come up, the goal line stand that, you know, that they had. You know, some of the long drives that, you know, we couldn't get off. We put them in some situations where they were in some third and longs, and they anticipated being a problem for us was their quarterback. As I went back and watched the film that we had from last year, and we had six films from last year, plus a scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I looked at it, I think I only saw one sack out of those games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the young man mm-hmm. moved really well in the pocket. Knew when to get rid of the ball. Always was able to find a receiver open. And he did that against us on Thursday night as well. We really had a hard time getting to him.
There's a lot of what I noticed is a lot of play fakes and moving him by design out of the pocket. I can't remember a regular three or five step drop. It, you know, they were moving him around all night, and then again he was able to find things with that. So, you know, a little bit different than maybe what we typically see.
Yes, and, you know, we got caught to come up and help on some of the tackles. And, you know, sometimes you lose your eye discipline. It goes in the wrong places. And, you know, when you're facing a good team, it only takes a second or 2 seconds, and somebody's behind you. And certainly that happened to us as well. And, again, just getting into that first game and playing a good football team, you know, I felt like the score should have been closer than what it was. But at the end of the day, you know, we've got to stand up and get going again and get ready for Inca this week.
Offense wise, you know, one of the things I noticed is there are, you know, multiple packages, but we were running some five wide receiver sets on Thursday. So, you know, I know that means that you got to feel like you've got plenty of guys offensively that can catch the football and do different things. You know, thinking about Cam Walker, for example, obviously lining up at the tight end slot, but you can also, you know, put him out there wide too. So, you know, in terms of us going forward and what the offense is going to look like, you've got some weapons, I think, offensively. It seems to me that you'll even be able to do even more with as we get down through the season.
You know, we hope so. We were nursing a couple of injuries last week leading up to the game, and we were, you know, Justin Davis was one of them, and started off just playing offense, and we ended up moving him a little bit into the defensive side of the ball later in the game, and Zeke Long was the other one. Zeke was somebody we had held out as well, you know, during that last scrimmage, and trying to get those guys healed up a little bit, and both of them ended up playing both ways at some point during the game. So that was really good to see. You know, probably as I look back on it too, you know, sometimes you try to get to a place where you're trying to keep your team healthy, but you're trying to keep them focused as well. And, you know, there's a fine line in there, being able to push it too far and getting somebody hurt in practice and not. And, you know, as I look back on it, probably should have went a little bit harder on them than what we did leading up to that game. But, again, there's a fine line in there. It's a give and take. And, you know, I'll have to find out where that is on Monday, because certainly we'll go back and address that. And we'll be a little bit more physical in practice this week and see if we can get a better result come Friday.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. You again coming out of the A, did you give aided in terms of, you know, the effort as far as your kids and the level of excitement in starting the season, would you say?
You know, I think the finish, I thought we really started playing much better in the fourth quarter. The finish was good to see, continuing to fight to the end, doing the things that I expected. Obviously, you know, I thought we hit, I don't want to say we hit a flat spot, but I think not scoring on that first drive took a little wind out of us, took a little energy out of us maybe. But you know what, it is what it is. I played a really good football team, and I'm not going to take anything away from Murphy.
Sure.
Those guys, good program. You know, obviously, they'll compete for a conference championship, and I anticipate they'll go deep in the playoffs as well, make another run in the state championship. They're going to play in a small 1A. That's a pretty doggone good team.
Yes.
To be playing in that division. But, we've got to be able to play better, got to be able to play together and feed off of each other on both sides of the ball. And we'll find our groove. Unfortunately, it took us a little bit longer to find it on Thursday than I would have liked.
What was the reaction of the kids afterwards, on the way home?
The good thing that I saw once we talked to the kids after the ball game was over was – taking a lot of responsibility, which was really good to see, not only as players, but as some of those guys that were even on the sidelines, and didn't play as much. I think that was something that was good to see, that, they understand that they can do better, on the playing field on a Thursday night or Friday night, whatever it may be. But, I think everybody understood that we needed to come in on Monday and have a really good practice and set the tone. I thought last week's Monday practice wasn't as good as what we'd have liked, but we had a really good Tuesday practice. I thought we kind of rallied back and had a good Tuesday practice. But, again, when you're practicing against each other and the first time actually getting on the field against somebody else, changes things and changes your perspective on where you're at. And certainly it's one of those things as coaches we've got to get in, on film this morning when we meet and get our kids prepared for Inca, which is coming off a win. We're going to go into next week's game 0-1, and they're 1-0. So we've got our hands full with trying to get our kids prepared to win a ball game and come out of it and be 1-1.
Health-wise, how did you feel like you came out of it?
Health-wise, we came out of it better than what I thought going in. I thought we probably would have had to have, been a little bit more concerned about Justin and Zeke just because we had some lingering injuries. But, both of those guys came out of the game okay, probably better than what I thought that they would, obviously. We didn't really have any other ones, to note of, so I feel like we're going to be healthy going into Monday's practice. Obviously, we got some issues, with the eclipse and when we got practice on Monday. And then probably the other thing that's tougher on us is we've got two early release days on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I hate turning kids loose to go home or to go wherever and then come back. So trying to house 100 kids with you.
Sure.
Start practice is an aggravation and tough to do, but I do not like letting those kids leave and come back. I would much rather keep them there with us. So, we'll have to deal with that.
And you don't have the opportunity to jump into practice. You have to go all the way out till 3 o'clock
right,
or whatever.
We have to go all the way out till 3 o'clock because of the way that the county rules read. So, you know, we'll keep them there, you know, try to keep them busy with some stuff, and then go out to practice. Hopefully about 30 minutes earlier than usual, just because we'll be finished up. But, again, some things that we'll deal with this week. I am glad we're going to get back on a regular schedule, at least sure. on this Thursday for the JV game and Friday for the varsity game. We will be in school. I know Buncombe County's still out for another week. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, you know, those things are things that we'll deal with as we get the school year started.
You, going back and talking about injuries just a second, the Murphy lost one of their really solid receivers on our nearest sideline. I couldn't see what happened right there, but it's an awfully bad deal when you see a senior being carted off the field in the first half in anybody's program. It looked like a pretty severe leg injury.
You know, it got rolled up on the lower leg. Don't know if he ended up breaking it. I know they ended up putting it in an air cast and getting him up on the board and taking him off. I had talked to Coach Gentry and some of their guys after the game was over with, and they hadn't got a report yet. I did see the young man's family come across and be able to be with him as they were taking him off. So certainly do hate that and be thinking about him, obviously, being a senior in last year and those things. But, you know, hopefully it won't be as bad as what anticipated, and they can get him back. I'm certain if we're going deep into those playoffs, they're, you know, 15 weeks away. So sometimes when you have one of those breaks, you're 4-6 or 6-8. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they may get him back as they make their playoff run.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a joint commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
It's canning time. Hometown Hardware has Presto's 16 and 23 quart pressure cookers, and for a limited time with purchase, you receive 2 cases of mason jars free. See store for details, and buy a Traeger wood pellet grill for $999.99 and get a free grill cover, and for those pesky stink bugs, Taro Stink Killer Spray only $8.99. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative with 3 locations, one near you.
Live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Going back to last week, I certainly don't want to miss this. Your JV program, as you said, working on a short week, opened up the season on Wednesday night. Again, we talked about this last week, really good numbers, and they got a really solid win. And I thought that they really dominated that game on Wednesday night against Madison. So that's obviously good news for us. Those guys off to a 1-0 start.
It is. You know, we're excited about that young team. Had some really good kids coming out of both Canton and Bethel Middle School as freshmen, and had a really good, we've got a really good sophomore group as well. A lot of kids that have bought in, have not been concerned about what position they're playing. We got 3 young men that play linebacker for us that have been playing some other offensive skill type positions and have moved down and started playing lineman for us. And just, you know, realized that was a place we needed a little bit more help. And just I thought it was showed great character from those 3 sophomores, you know, being leaders of our team, and just saying, Coach, put us in a different number, let us go down and help.
Right.
And did that, and certainly have helped make a difference there. Got some really good people behind them in skill positions. So, you know, we're excited about where they're at. Obviously, they're sitting there 1-0. Got Inca's JV's coming up on Thursday, and so we'll see. We'll see how the season plays out with those guys. But they're fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely they are. And going back to you know, Thursday's game, and something that Dad just mentioned I thought was a really good point, and I hadn't thought about it either. When you're talking about playing against a team, I think especially early in the season, that has been together for a while. Of course, they played all the way up right till Christmas. And that has to, you know, you always think about that at the college level when you're talking about teams that have the opportunity to play a bowl game and practice from November until, you know, New Year's Day versus teams that don't. It does make sort of a difference when you get into the next season, especially early on. So that I thought that was a really good point. You talked about, you know, preparation, which is a tough thing to do. We go and you put everything in, try to get things started. It's I think a little bit of a challenge because you don't have your kids in school yet. You're at least without their kids really getting established back in the summer. So, you know, the kinds of things that you're able to do in the spring over the summer really do make a difference in those first couple of games, I would think.
They do. And you look at the success that, talking about Murphy, not only did they, you know, win a state championship in football, they played for one in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those kids, you know, played on those teams as well. So they got a really good class of kids right now. Again, it was it was one of those deals where when we picked up this contract, you know, I kind of knew what we were sitting there looking at. We knew how tough this non-conference schedule was. Obviously, coming right out of the gates and playing Murphy, and being who they are and what they have done in the last couple of years, you knew what you were facing. And it's a great opportunity for our kids to get out there and play against a very good program. And it's a good learning experience. You know, we're trying to build towards obviously the conference and getting into the playoffs and things like that, but you've got to be able to face some good teams along the way to be able to show things that you've got to work on, not only as, you know, I mentioned earlier, not only as players but coaches as well. And, you know, we've certainly got some tough games on this non-conference schedule that hopefully will help us up before we get to that conference slate.
And you mentioned this just a moment ago, going into next week, you open up the home stand or the home schedule this week against Inca. Of course, you know, every time that it seems to me that we play, we've always played them early in the season. And every time we play them, it seems like there's as good a crowd as we have all year long, perhaps aside from the Tuscola game. So I'm certain they're going to bring a good crowd. And like you said, you know, they got a win on Friday. They opened up the season without a loss. So, you know, those guys are going to come in with a lot of, I'm sure, a lot of confidence that they come in and take care of us. So, in other words, you can't spend a lot of time, you know, worrying too much about the last week, especially when you got a game like this one that's coming up this week.
You know, you got to be able to do both. You got to be able to fix the things that you saw from Friday, or Thursday, but you got to be able to prepare for your game on Friday as well. So, you know, that's part of what we will work on this morning as we get in and meet. As you looked at the things that we prepared for with Murphy, there was nothing those guys had gave us offensively and defensively that we had not seen. We've been preparing for these guys for a couple of weeks. I thought the game speed and the heat and some of the things got to us mentally, kids-wise. That's one thing that I really came away with it from my end. You know, when you get physically tired, sometimes you lose your mental focus.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like we lost some of that early as well. So that's a concern that I have on being able to change some things up practice wise and putting our kids in some adverse situations. You know, when we get on the goal line and it's, you know, second down at the 1 foot line, we should be able to get in. Now Murphy could say the same thing. You know, we held those guys out right long third down plays defensively. You know, we've got to be able to make a play. You know, playmakers make plays, and we've got to be able to make some plays, and certainly they made more than we did.
And what I hear from you and what I sense from you is that, you know, you feel like the things that were problematic on Thursday are certainly things that this group can absolutely go back to work on and address and fix.
Well, I don't think you're a very good coach if you don't look back at things that you see that are obvious that you think you can help your team be successful the next time around. And, you know, we'll address those things as we practice next week and hopefully be able to come away with a win against Inca on Friday night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton, Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Again, back at the Brett Chapel Show this morning, Pisgah will go into this coming week. Obviously, we talked about this, the home opener against Inca. That's going to bring a great crowd. And in the past, we've seen tremendous crowds really on both sides for this game. So we certainly expect and hope to see a good crowd out there to support these kids. And it should have the scoreboard, I guess, ready to go. I know that they were doing some work on that yesterday. The structure was up on Wednesday for the JV game. And I think you mentioned that they were doing some more work with securing that structure. And hopefully by this week, we'll get that board up and ready to go.
You know, it certainly will add to the everything that we have in the stadium and the facilities, you know, that we have at Pisgah High School. We also got the new heating and air conditioning unit put in the gym, which has been outstanding. I got a chance to go in and watch a little bit of one of the volleyball games last week. And, you know, for those athletes out there competing in it to be cool and, you know, nice in there. So there's been a lot of construction going on. Again, once we get this scoreboard and stuff finished up, it'll certainly add to all of that and the facilities that we have here.
Just real quick as we finish up, thinking ahead a little bit, obviously you've got, with the schedule, you've got Inca coming up, then you turn around, we've got Tuscola coming up, we've got Greenville coming up, RS Central. There's a lot of unknowns in there, and again, you've got that big game against Tuscola, which will be early in the season. Is that something that you've got to keep your kids away from right now in terms of thinking about that and just getting this first win this week? Does it play into that at all?
There will be no conversation about the Tuscola game. That is the furthest thing from my mind, and I would certainly hope our kids' mind as well. So I'm not even worried about that. Obviously, I want to get back in the practice on Monday and get our kids going, get back in that routine again, and get some things fixed that we need to get fixed. And you know, our focus is against Inca and getting a win. We need to be 1-1 when we finish up next Friday. And then we will move on to the next game. You know, obviously having that game earlier than usual is something that's going to be different, you know, for me, because it's always been in October since I've been here. But we'll cross that road when we get there. But you are right. I mean, when you look at the non-conference schedule, and we've already alluded to it, it is it's a tough stretch coming up. You know, unfortunately, we had some teams that didn't want to play. And, you know, we had to reach out and find some other teams. And, you know, this is the situation that we're in. But I think at the end of it, once we start that conference slate, I think all of this will help us. You know, hopefully we can come through everything without many injuries and be healthy going into that conference. But, you know, as you looked at what our conference did last night too, very good start for our conference. So it's going to be an exciting year. Obviously, we're going to be right in the mix, but got to get some things fixed and straightened out next week. And again, come out with a win next Friday.
Absolutely. Again, Pisgah will open up the home slate this Friday against Inca. Our broadcast starts at 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock airtime for the game calling, and 7:30 kickoff against Inca this Friday night. For head coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.